The first reading is a reading from the book of the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, on the subject of fraternal charity, you have no need for anyone to write you. For you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. Indeed, you do this for all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Nevertheless, we urge you, brothers and sisters, to progress even more and to aspire to live a tranquil life, to mind your own affairs and to work with your own hands as we instructed you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains shout with joy, with them for joy. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received two made another 2, but the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward and bringing the additional 5. He said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. And the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew that you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him, Reply, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest in my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see the parable of the talents. And God has given you talents, and he's given you abilities, ability to love, ability to do his will. And you got to take it, and you got to bear fruit, which means feed others. You got to multiply it. You can't live this life of fear. Like the man who only had 1 said, I was afraid of you, so I hid it. Don't hide your talents. God gave you talents specifically so you could build up his body with them. Don't buy the garbage that people say, forget about your talents. God gave you those talents. You must use them. And then when you listen again to Thessalonians, he says that you and I need to aspire to live a tranquil life. And that means to mind your own affairs. What's he saying? Mind your own business. So often we're looking at everybody else's business instead of ours. If we're focusing on our talents and using them for God's glory, if we're serving others, we're too busy to be judging others because we're serving. So today, don't look at others, don't focus on others when it comes to how to judge them. Focus on how you are using your talents to build up God's body, not your own. They're not given to you for you, but they're given to you for the building up of his kingdom. So what are you doing with your talents? Use them for his glory. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.